Well, thank you so much. That's right. It is Mike and Kim, and we are delighted to be here. Right, Mike?
I am just ecstatic to be here on this Tuesday.
Because it's the good stuff.
It's the good stuff, and we're going to try to lighten your day here a little bit. First of all, reminding you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do. A trip down the scenic Niobrara River. How about Merritt Reservoir? International dark skies and home of the Nebraska Star Party. 300-plus motel rooms, lots of Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. Hey, the river races will be coming up in here, so be watching for that at visitvalentine.com.
A little piece of heaven right here, just outside of the Heart City. And let's talk about ranching. And if you're going to talk about ranching, then you know what you obviously have to do is talk about Tri-State Livestock News. And you can't just talk about it. You need to get subscribed. So subscribe today. TSLN.com is where you go. And they're going to connect you up with cattle, horse, rodeo, all things agriculture. Trust me, you need to be checking them out. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
Recently, while I was working in the flower beds in the front yard.
Really?
That's how you know it's a fairy tale.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, just wanted to clarify.
Let's just say I happened to be doing that one day.
Okay, we'll say that.
And my neighbors stopped to chat as they returned home from walking the dog. During our friendly conversation, I asked their little girl what she wanted to be when she grew up. She said she wanted to be Prime Minister of England someday. Both of her parents, Liberal Party members, were standing there, so I asked her, "If you were prime minister, what would be the first thing you would do?" She replied, "I'd give food and houses to all the homeless people." Her parents beamed with pride. "Wow, what a worthy goal," I said. "But you don't have to wait until you're prime minister to do that." "What do you mean?" she replied. So I told her, "Well, you can come over to my house and mow the lawn, pull the weeds, and trim my hedge, and I'll pay you $50. Then you can go over to the grocery store where the homeless guy hangs out, and you can give him the $50 to use toward food and a new home." She thought that over for a few seconds, and then she looked me straight in the eye and asked, "Why doesn't the homeless guy come over and do the work, and you can just pay him the $50? I said, "Welcome to the Conservative Party." Her parents aren't speaking to me anymore.
Oh, my goodness. I did not see that coming. Oh, remember, folks, we just have fun with the good stuff. I came across this. I know we're past Mother's Day, but we are not past a mother's love. This is by Jenny Zenrud Hutton in memory of her mother. "My mother loved the strangest things, bluegrass bits from a fairy ring, droopy dandelions in a sweaty palm, mud pies baked in jar lid pans, crooked hearts on a special card, fallen cakes, frosting sweet and hard, breakfast in bed with a special tray, scorched oatmeal and sunflowers gay, worms and toads and slimy snails, kites and kids' long-winded tails, digging up worms, sewing on a patch, baiting fish hooks, scaling the catch, cooking up strange and tasty things like frog legs, rabbit, and sage hen wings, mud-spattered children, hugging her tight, little ones warbling in the night, freckles and colics and ponytails, worn-out books and worn-down trails. A thousand more of these self-same things caused our childish hearts to sing. We realize now as never before, her loving thus made us love her more. Little things that made our hearts whole, straight from a mother's loving soul." It's a mother's love.
You know, dating all the way back to 1951, when the first official sale was held, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale has always embodied the Western way of life and traditional cowboy culture. The Bucking Horse Sale of today continues some of the exact same events it started with years ago. And, well, that's coming up this weekend, so make sure that you take in the concert coming up on the 15th. Then on the 16th, it's going to be the Orrin Murray Permit Challenge, Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin', and more. Then the day after that, the 17th, well, horse racing, bucking horses, street dance, and more. And the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride will be on Sunday, May 18th. So make sure you got that on your calendar. There's still time to get tickets. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for more details.
I thought about how mothers feed their babies with tiny little spoons and forks. So I wondered, what do Chinese mothers use? Toothpicks?
No.
I don't know. What hair color do they put on the driver's licenses of bald men?
Whatever they want.
Whatever. They get a pick, huh?
They get to pick.
All right. And do Lipton tea employees take coffee breaks?
No, absolutely not. It's forbidden.
Okay.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We always appreciate hearing from you guys out there. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.